WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden is preparing to make history as his final overseas trip shifts to meeting G20 leaders in Brazil.
At APEC, world leaders discussed issues including security in the Pacific region. Next comes a meeting of the G20 leaders, where trade, military cooperation, and climate top the agenda. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says before that summit gets underway, the president will visit the Amazon.
To underscore his personal commitment and America's continuing commitment at all levels of government and across our private sector and civil society to combat climate change.
Sullivan says this is the first ever visit of a sitting U.S. president to the Amazon rainforest. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Biden huddled with Chinese President Xi Jinping one last time at the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru. The BBC's David Willis says the future of U.S.-China relations is a question mark.
President Xi said China was ready to work with the United States, but he warned against the two nations regarding each other as rivals or adversaries, or pursuing what he called vicious competition, saying that that would set the relationship back.
For his part, President-elect Donald Trump went to a UFC fight in New York City along with Elon Musk, Tulsi Gabbard, and Hulk Hogan. Turning to the Middle East, the Israeli military is ordering residents to leave three parts of Beirut's southern suburbs ahead of planned strikes on multiple buildings. Back here and on the streets of Dallas, pro-Palestinian demonstrators sounded off outside the Jewish National Fund conference. They accused members of the nonprofit of funding the killing of civilians in Gaza. Another state is bracing for a court battle as it rolls out a new law requiring a three-day wait before the completion of a gun purchase.
Several gun groups are challenging Maine's new 72-hour waiting period for gun purchases. Supporters say it may prevent suicides, among other things. David Trahan is executive director of the Maine Sportsmen's Alliance.
This is just really an arbitrary waiting period because some people believe it might stop somebody from committing suicide. Well, half the suicides are committed in other ways.
Maine is one of a dozen states to enact a waiting period for gun purchases. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Cyber investigators are attempting to pinpoint the source of a hack at the Library of Congress.
For now, the Library of Congress says that individual House and Senate email accounts were not compromised in any way, which does suggest the impact is pretty small.
That is our tech contributor, Ian Scher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Here, this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, it's hour two of Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr.
Hello.
And Jimmy K.
Greetings.
And you know, guys, last week we played I Like Everything by Pat McCurdy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were, they were getting a hold of me. They were saying, I never heard that before.
Pat.
I never heard of Pat.
Play more Pat.
Yes!
Play more Pat. So I thought we'd do a double dip of Pat. He's got a couple shows coming up. We'll tell you about those in a minute. Right now, let's get into Jimmy's favorite song,
yes,
Sex and Beer. This is Pat McCurdy. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware.
There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Charles Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us sex and beer? Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and beer,
sex and beer, are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer,
are the things we like round here. From the city to the suburbs to the country, from the southern to the northern hemisphere, they're holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. We hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Stress and I can't stand the strain. Can't stand the fog and can't stand the rain. I hate the hatred, the stupidity. Can't stand the liar lying to me. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. I'm tired of races, I'm tired of their friends. Looks like blue meanies are in Pepperland again. Can't stand the poison they're spewing out. I turn down the volume, still too loud. So Mr. Jameson, that's why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party, let's have some fun. Call up your best friend, tell everyone. Let's get together, let's do it right. Put on some music and dance. why I'm calling you. I think I figured out what we gotta do. Let's have a party. Let's have some fun. Call up your best friend. Tell everyone. Let's get together. Let's do it right. Put on some music and dance all night. Let's have a party. Come as you are. We'll raise the roof. We'll crash the car.
Right, that is the latest from Pat McCurdy. That is Mr. Jameson. And Terry, she's kind of new to Pat McCurdy.
You know, I've heard of him because, you know, he plays everywhere.
Right.
He's got some of the craziest songs. We just heard two of them, Mr. Jameson and Sex and Beer. I just said that on the radio.
Yeah.
Sex and Beer.
Sex and Beer is a classic for Pat. Mr. Jameson, that came out on the album, I think in the middle of 2020.
No Time for Sad Songs or something like
that.
Oh,
I like that. Yeah. That's a great album name. And, okay, tell me more about
him. So Pat McCurdy, he's kind of a legend. Okay,
yes.
He's from Milwaukee.
He was
in the band Yipes. And Yipes was, you know, kind of signed to a record label. They kind of got some national fame. And, you know, like all bands, you know, something happens, right?
But
then he was in the Men About Town. He's been in, you know, Pat McCurdy and the Confidentials. And all those people that you heard screaming there, they're called Patheads, right? So, I mean, like when you go see him, and it'll be amazing the packed in crowd of Patheads that come to see him all the time.
And they know every word of every song, I'm sure.
And they know, they sing along. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know if you have or not. I have never interviewed Pat.
Yeah, we interviewed him here on Maxinc Radio.
Well, that's
Jimmy.
Right. We got him on the phone for the CD release.
Yes.
That was the one and only time. That's right.
That was during the pandemic, I believe.
Okay. And didn't he also write the song for, is it Summerfest? Or the State Fair? I think it's the State Fair.
Yeah,
he wrote the theme for the State Fair. And it's perfect.
He's a Wisconsin dude through and through, and he's traveled the state well, too.
Oh, yeah. Love him.
So, he's got some shows coming up.
He does have some shows coming up. November 29th at Shank Hall in Milwaukee, and December 6th at the Alpine Inn in La Crosse. Now, I went through Rocker's Closet, right?
I
pulled out this CD, and it's amazing the nuggets that are on this CD. It was the Mad City, the Mad City Music Show. I brought that back. But I also found right next to it, that's what I meant to say, it's the Funk Masters, right? And so it's Clyde Stubblefield and Jabo Starks. And of course, they were the two drummers that played for James Brown, you know, back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And so this album was kind of in this period where, you know, they wanted to try and make some money off their music. So, you know, Clyde actually wrote a song, Parties in the Kitchen. We played that one. But there's other songs on that album, so I got one. I found out that this album, it's mixed by Leo Sindrin, son of legend Ben Sindrin, and it's mastered by Ben Sindrin. It was produced by Clyde and Jabo and recorded by Mark Haynes at Smart Studios in Madison. Mm-hmm. And it also features Ben Sidran on Hammond organ and piano. Jimmy Vaguely is on organ, right? Tony Brown on guitar, Paul Doherty on sax, and there's other musicians that play on
there
as well.
Well, and if you're listening from another part of the state, everybody knows Clyde Stubblefield's name, of course.
Yeah.
But all of these other names, if you don't recognize them, they are just music legends from southern Wisconsin.
Well, Jimmy Vaguely, we know him from the Jimmies, right?
Yes, we do.
Tony Brown, reggae, he's, mm-hmm. you know, a legend around this area. And mm-hmm. Ben Sidran, you know. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's a Madison legend and a jazz legend worldwide.
Yes.
So let's take a little listen. This is from Rocker's Closet. This is the Funkmasters' Find the Groove from 2004. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, y'all. We are the Funkmasters. John Jabbo Starks and Clyde Stubblefield. Woo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shut up. Look here. It's all not funky. Let's get down. Your side. Find the groove. Gotta find it, baby. Don't you know it's right there by your side? Yes, it is. Find the groove. Ah, baby. Don't you know you just can't hide it? Look here, I'm gonna tell you something. Look here. I say, groove me, baby, just groove me. Groove me, baby, just groove me. Groove me, baby, just groove me. Showing up grooving it, girl. Grooving, grooving it. Find the groove.
Golden Child, that is Madison's own Nuggernaut, right here on Max Inc. Radio. They have, they are a night of funk and groove-based music. There's two great Madison bands, Jazz Hams and Nuggernaut. They're going to be playing December 6th at the Red Rooster in Madison. Nuggernaut, they're just fun. They're like, you know, some of the guys from Better Yeti and all kinds of like local bands.
They played Atwood Fest recently, and I remember them.
Yeah.
Putting on a good show, didn't they? Like 2 or 3 years ago, Rocker?
I think it was a little longer, Jimmy.
Okay. Time is a weird thing.
It really is.
Yeah, I think it's like around 9 years or 10 years.
Oh,
almost.
No. Wow.
Where has time gone?
Mm-hmm. Boy, it's just crazy.
Hey, speaking of time, you just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Rocker.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank
you, Terry. Happy birthday, yes.
Is Trevor Reed's birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And tonight is his birthday, and it's also Scorpio Fest. That's happening right now at the Red Rooster. I think Plant, the band Plant, is getting ready at the stage. And then, Rocker, our good friend Marcus, it's his birthday today.
Marcus? Is he the 15th?
Well, he just posted happy birthday to himself. Sitting in front of a big plate of lobsters.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He flies in lobsters every year from, like, Maine. You know,
for his birthday.
For his birthday.
Oh, man,
they're still alive and stuff. He has a good time. Yeah.
So happy birthday to those guys.
All right.
Marcus is one of the most unique people that you probably should meet sometime, Terry.
I would say. He's flying lobsters in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rugby player.
He's a big funk guy, too. He loves the funk.
Okay.
In fact, he once told me that he inherited Clyde Stubblefield's record collection. Yeah, he's got an amazingly huge record collection.
Now, that's something to brag about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
What's coming up tonight, Rocker?
Oh, let me tell you, Jimmy. Let's see. We have already heard from John Schneider and the Baghdad Scuba Review. Coming up in just a few minutes, Stanley Kipper. Drummer, legendary drummer. He plays with the New Primitives. They have a new album coming out. We're going to hear from him. Queen of Dreams, Lindsay and Caleb, they'll be in here talking about their new album, Subnivium, and their new show coming up for the CD release at the Crucible, and then Live in the Lair, Bing Bong.
Yay!
Playing cuts from the new album, Hippieponymous.
I love the name of that album. They've got the cutest little hippopotamus on it, too.
It is. Yeah. Great album. It's coming out. We're going to tell you about their release show as well. Indie 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal coming up, and then After Hours with Rob Roberts closes out the night, Jimmy.
Maxi Radio sponsored by Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue beside Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoptions, folks. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. You can find them. Noah's Ark Pet Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue. Also, thanks to Herbal Aspect here in Madison. Now three locations in Madison. Winnebago Street, University Avenue, Gammon Road. You can shop online at herbalaspect.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Next to the interstate, no.
daddy did it. This is our home now. All night.
Night Dancing. That is Stanley Kipper with New Primitives. Minneapolis drummer and singer Stanley Kipper founded the New Primitives in 2003 after moving to the Midwest from Southern California, where he toured with acts like the Bee Gees,
what?
Joe Walsh, Bill Withers, and many others. Stanley holds a 2020 Midwest Rock and Country Hall of Fame Lifetime Achievement Award.
Congratulations.
And he was inducted into the St. Louis Classic Rock Hall of Fame for his band Gypsy. New Primitives have just released their new album, Primitive Road, and on the phone from Minneapolis is founder, drummer, and singer, Stanley Kipper. Stanley, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
What's up, Stanley?
Wow. What a resume you have, my dear.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you. Now I'm not going to know what to say.
I heard that song. I started dancing around my kitchen.
Tell us about that song, All Night Dancing. That's a brand new one. Tell us about it. Yeah.
That song is about it's a righteous party song. And it basically says what it is. You know, somebody's in love and they fall in love so much that the groove is so strong and the vibe is so thick that they can't help themselves. They stay up all night.
We've all been there.
That's awesome, Stanley. Man. You know, we just brushed on some of the artists that you've toured with, and you have such a rich history. Tell us about starting in music and the first leg of your career in music.
Well, the first leg of the career was started here in Minneapolis, of course. I was with a band, you know, named Gypsy, and we had a record deal with RCA and all this stuff out in Los Angeles. And so that was actually the start of it, because after Gypsy disbanded, I was fortunate enough to start working with Minnie Riperton, who is Maya Rudolph's mother. And Minnie, of course, had Loving You and all this, but she was a wonderful artist out of Chicago, her original roots and Rotary Connection and all this. But then I started working with Minnie, and I worked with her until she unfortunately got cancer and passed away at a young age. And from Minnie, she introduced me to Jay Ferguson. And Jay, of course, was a former Spirit guy and JoJo Gunn, all this stuff. And Minnie put us together and we started working on songs. We did Thunder Island together and Joe Walsh rolled in and played on that. So that's how I met Joe. One thing led to another. You know, and from Joe...
Thunder Island? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fangirling over you right now. That song was the best. Oh my gosh.
Yes, and it was also one of the first American songs to mix up rock and roll and reggae.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing that the new primitives are doing now.
Excellent.
Right. So after that, of course, and then Joe had But Seriously Folks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we did all those records together. Then we then after that, with Minnie, I did Bill Withers' song. He played with Minnie at one point, so he asked me to do some stuff with him. So I did some stuff with Bill. And then I met, you know, during that time, I was with Jay and Joe and all of us. We were all in Florida. The Eagles were down there doing Hotel California. And I met Randy Meisner at that time. And so I ended up making records with Randy, ended up being the godfather of my son, Miles.
Wow.
I met Randy Meisner. And then, you know, and then throughout all that time there was Andrew Gold. And Andrew Gold had a huge influence on me. He played on all of Andrew's stuff. And then Carla Bonhoff was there, so I worked with Carla Bonhoff as well.
Now, I think Terry wants to know about the Bee Gees, though.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the Bee Gees.
Oh, the Bee Gees, yeah. They gave me a call when I was home one night.
That has got to be so wild.
It was insane, right?
Yeah.
It was insane. I hung up. I thought it was a joke.
Well, I would, too. Oh, man.
Barry called, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Stan. This is Barry. I said, hung up on old Barry, right? I thought it was a prank. I really did.
They obviously called you back.
He did. He called me back and we went down there. went down back down to Miami, and we spent a lot of time down there. Because Dave was recording in Miami, Joe was recording in Miami. So ended up going down there and being at Criteria with the Bee Gees. And the thing that really blew me out about those boys was, you know, when they would just start punching around, when they would sing, right? That harmony would come rolling out, and, you know, we were all so familiar with that sound. I just stood there with my mouth open, you know.
Wow.
Did they ever forgive you for hanging up on them?
Oh, yes, they laughed.
Good.
They all laughed.
Good. What a great story. Thank you, Stanley.
He called back. He said, please, please, don't hang up on me, mate.
This is real.
Like,
well,
okay.
Now, yeah, let's jump to your band now, the New Primitives. Tell us about the band.
Well, New Primitives has been together since 2003. Mm-hmm. And it's a great ensemble of guys. Chico Perez playing percussion and stuff. We've been playing together for like 50 years. Andrew Wozniak plays guitar. Snowman Powers is playing saxophone. He produced the first two records. Lightning Joe Peterson's playing B3. Also on this record, you know, my friend George Marinelli, he played with, he did all the Bruce Hornsby records. And he also been playing second guitar with Bonnie Raitt for like 20 years or something. But we met during the Andrew Gold days. And so we hadn't seen each other for a while. And Bonnie was in town a couple of years ago. And George and I looked back up. We started writing songs together. He was a producer of this record here. And he also played guitar and sang on it with me. Not on everything. He played guitar on a couple of songs. But he's the producer of Primitive Road. And, you know, we did Thank You for Being a Friend together and all this stuff with Andrew. But George is a producer on Primitive Road here now. And the funny thing was that, you know, I played some of the songs that George and I had written for one of the guys here who had New Folk Records. And I played him a few songs one day, and he just flipped out and called the president of the record company, Ken Onstad. And Ken heard the songs, and he wanted to sign George and I to a record deal, which he said okay to. But in the meantime, I wanted to play them some. I wanted to give them more background, so I played some demos of the stuff that y'all have of New Primitives.
Yeah,
right? I played them the demos of those songs, and they said, "Well, Stan, what do you plan on doing with these?" And I said, "Well, you guys are a record company. Maybe you could tell me what you plan on doing with them." So they released it, right? They signed New Primitives to a 3-album deal on Loud Folk Records out of North Carolina.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations. Wow.
Thank you. So I'm super stoked about the Prims. Things are going really good for us. We're just, you know, just keep on pushing. We just stay on the path, and here we are.
Well, we heard your two newest songs, and they sound terrific. So thanks for sharing those.
Thank you so much. I love you so much for playing this stuff. Thank you so much, guys. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Wisconsin.
Woohoo!
Yeah, last time you were here was Atwood Fest last year in Madison.
Yes.
And be great to bring you back to Madison sometime. Now,
yes.
New Primitives have a show coming up on December 12th at Shaw's Bar and Grill in Minneapolis. How do people find out more about Stanley Kipper and the New Primitives online?
Well, they go to newprimitives.com.
That easy.
Yes.
Instagram.
Oh, good. You got a helper. Yes, I love it. I'm going to look you up on Instagram right now.
Stanley, who's in the background? Who's helping you out there?
Laura Drake, I bet.
Oh, that's Laura, my manager. She's here. She's keeping me on the track.
Oh, she's good. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Oh, that's fun.
She's the one who keeps me on the rails, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's obviously working.
Well, that's so awesome.
It's working nicely.
Great.
You know, I would scarcely know what day it was if it wasn't for her. Just saying.
Well, Stanley.
Oh, man.
I got to tell you the truth, you know.
Yes, we love the truth.
Stanley, thank you so much for sending us your music and taking the time to speak with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I want to thank you guys so much for getting in touch with me. Thank you so much. Roker. Hopefully I'll see you all soon, right?
Yeah,
man.
Y'all are doing a great job. Keep it coming, y'all.
Oh, Stanley.
Thanks, Stanley. We really appreciate it.
What a pleasure.
We were going to play Tate and the Neighborly. We'll try to sneak that in the next hour, but I wanted to play a third new Perimeter song here. We're going to play California here, Stanley. Tell me about this song here.
Oh, California. That was the
song. 40 seconds, too, brother.
Okay, that song's a song about coming out of the Midwest and seeing California for the first time. And, like, seeing all that technicolor and all that stuff and time standing still. That's what that song's about.
Love it.
That's awesome. Thanks for your time tonight, Stanley.
It's
New Perimeters. Max Inc. Pacific Media.
All right, guys. Love y'all. Take care, right?
Right back at you.
All right. Peace, y'all.
Still. you can feel that.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 80P Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.